Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart.
So we made it to Frozen. We did it. It was this last weekend and we all survived. I was like really anxious about taking Penny because she's the longest like presentation or performance she's ever set in was a high school musical, which is just like a little bit shorter and maybe not as like loud because the sound system isn't as refined. And I mean, this girl has never been to a movie because she's very sound sensitive and gets scared pretty easily. And so we drove all the way to Oklahoma City. We have these tickets, we get in. And I was kind of anxious that like, we're going to be the parents that are like having to leave, you know, halfway through or interrupt our aisle of people and have to like sneak out. But we did not have to do that, although there were plenty of other families that had to do that during the performance. So we went to see Frozen and it was pretty good. I feel like it could have been better from my perspective. I feel like it could have been better.
I'm sad because you were so excited and
I love the Frozen movies and I prefer Frozen 2, and the musical is movie 1. And so I already knew that was going to be a thing, but they introduced a couple of new songs that I just like didn't really love. And I didn't know them because they weren't in the movie and they weren't on the soundtrack. And so that was fine. They did a couple of the like ice sculpture effects pretty cool. So like the effects were really neat. But they really lingered in some areas. Like if you're familiar with the movie, they spent, to me, too much time in the first half still in the castle and not like exploring and doing stuff like that, which I just think could have like mixed up the vibe because it was the same scene and same setup for a really long time. But everyone else was really great. Olaf's performances were really great. In Summer is my favorite song from that entire movie. It's really funny and it was really great. That part was good. But yeah, so we did that and had a whole trip in Oklahoma City, which was also really great. And we had nice weather. And so we got to do some outside things. Oh, I have also the craziest news. Are you ready to hear this?
What?
So I am going to start running.
No, you're not.
No. Yes.
Why?
So I've ran before. I've never been a consistent runner, but I've definitely been on some runs. I will never say I've ran a lot, but in my numbers of runnings, I have ran more when I was in high school. And it was a really like cathartic way for me to just like, honestly, like pound out emotions and like clear my head.
It's a beautiful thing for the right people. I think I'm a runner, even though I've trained and done it. I hate it.
Well, you'll laugh. So the two kind of things that finally made me push over the edge, and the only reason I bring it up because I literally made the decision on our trip in Oklahoma City that I was going to do this. So the first thing that helped me get here was, and this is like So embarrassing to admit, but here we are. So I got my 23andMe results back, right? And they give you a whole list of traits that you have. And, you know, I have a trait for liking caffeine more than the average person. I have a trait for being more car sick than the average person, whatever, whatever, right? And along with those traits, I also have the like physical genetic structure of someone who is athletic. And there are three different types of like athleticism that they measure. And I have two out of three of them. So I was like, okay. And I've liked doing activities like that before, but I don't like sports. Like I don't like participating in things. And so I think that that's always been, you know, my deterrent. And so I knew that in the back of my brain. Well, then we go to Oklahoma City and Amanda, my best friend, she's a runner and she picked it up later in life, like in the last like maybe 2 years. And she's very chill about it. Like it's, again, this is just like how obnoxious I am. It's not like her whole identity, right? She's not like, I'm a runner. And she doesn't like live and breathe running. She's done a couple of marathons, a couple of relays, and has a great time, right? And she finds it very cathartic. And I'm going to go on a run and just like get out the emotions. And so I was like, okay, Amanda, I said, the last deterrent for me of not wanting to become a runner is I am afraid that it's going to like totally mess up my feet. Like totally mess up my
feet. Oh, it very well might.
But I was like, can I see your feet? Because I know.
You mean like calluses?
Yes. Yes. Oh.
I thought you meant like pain, because it very well could result in pain.
I just don't, if there's a broken toenail, I'm not about it. If there's like this weird like bunion that's going to form on the side of your foot, I'm not about it.
I do know people who have broken their toes running.
Mm-hmm. I just don't feel like I'm going to be that aggressive.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think so either. We're talking like ultra marathoners.
No.
Stuff like that. And the one thing, and I'm just saying this because I don't want you to get so excited and then get really upset later. Just be mindful that your endo could flare up in a way that you are not anticipating. I know.
Well, and my endo, I'm very used to my endo flaring up at the start of a new exercise. Like when I first started Pilates, it flared up really bad and then now has since died down. So I'm definitely prepared for that as long as it also dies down. But I have like, so I have compression like shorts already and like yoga pants, but there's also extra like compressive bands that I think could help. So I'm going to look into that. But I bought a pair of running shoes this weekend. Like I'm already committed. I went to this like sports store outlet and I got a pair of like really nice running shoes for like $47. They were normally like $220. So I was like, this is fantastic. And so I'm not going to buy like all the things because, you know, I normally try to do that. I'm literally just, I got the shoes because the shoes are non-negotiable. Amanda gave me a pair of running socks that are a little bit too small for her and my feet are smaller. And so I have the running socks and I have shorts already that have like a pocket for my phone. So the only thing I am investing in is I'm buying the Couch to 5K app.
Yeah, do it.
That's, because it like helps train you.
I was going to say it's well worth it. That's,
yeah. I've heard nothing but great things about it. And so I am going to buy that, but I'll probably start like tomorrow. Like I did a Pilates today. And so I do a Pilates Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. And sometimes it's only twice a week because I only have 8 credits per month. But on the off days, like I think Tuesday, Thursdays, and then like a Saturday or Sunday, I would just love like a weekend run. And so, yeah, I'm going to start it.
It'll tell you, like, I think you can do some setup for like what your preferences are, but it'll tell you when it is because you eventually get to the point where you're running every day.
Right. Well, so yeah. So this one wants you to do 3 times a week. And based on like my stats of what I already put in and the fact that I consistently work out every week, it told me I could already start at week 3. And I said, nope, am not going to do that because my endurance is not there.
Yeah. But start with week 1. And I will say what happened for me is I did the same thing where I was like, I'm not going to jump ahead, but you will get at some point in the middle where you feel like you can jump ahead.
No.
Do not do that.
No, like, no. I'm never that person.
So much more about building endurance than it is about your ability to be able to do it. But I like, it was a struggle for me because I, as a kid, when I did run, I was always a sprinter. And so like I would do really short distances, and then I did more, I don't know what you call it other than like, I did like shot put, which is like a strength activity or whatever in track. So it's not necessarily the same, but distance is totally different. I'm excited for you and also nervous for you. And really the only reason I'm nervous for you is because I just had a really bad flare up this weekend and felt like absolute garbage. I know.
And that's just something I'm going to hopefully, because also I'm kind of hoping it helps with the like scar tissue connection, because that's been.
Oh, it might.
It's been a problem breaking it up lately. Yeah. Like I have my massage therapist like do extra abdominal massages to break up that tissue because it's been causing me some problems. So I'm hoping that will help, but I'm excited. And
all right. Well, if you get to the point that you actually want to like do a race, I would love to.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. There's other people there.
Well, I don't know. For me, it was good to like have a destination in mind. So I trained to a 5K and then ran it.
My goal is to do the Couch to 5K and build up my endurance and then start doing the Peloton runs on my app, because they'll coach you through also, and then work my way up to different classes, so to speak, on there. So we'll see. But speaking of changes and new things, that's the transition I'm going to go with today. Oh,
okay.
We're really excited to walk you all through some stuff that we've been working on behind the scenes, and kind of, this is kind of the behind the scenes, peek behind the curtain, look under the hood, filter through our brain a little bit about how we got to this point. And then I want to introduce you to what is new and how you can be a part of it.
Yeah. So one of the incredible things about running an online business, and especially doing it this long in this industry, is we've been a part of a lot of different shifts that have happened for the entire industry. And we've also had to act and react based on economic changes and changes in our audience and all of those things. And our business has been through many pivots. But today we're not necessarily talking about, it's not like Boss Project is going in a totally new direction. Our mission and vision has always been the same. And we're very focused on helping more women in business create profitable and sustainable businesses online to the point that they can be financially free and financially independent. And with that as like the core and the focus, we've always been on this improvement journey, but this has been the first, we're getting to the point where it's right around 18 months, the first 18 months that it hasn't been just Emily and I thinking about our programs and what goes into them and how we can continue to improve.
We're finally at a point where I feel like you and I always wanted to be and wish we could be and wish we had the energy to do. And it's when we work really hard to put something out into the world and people start going through it. And we also know that it could be better, it could be tweaked, or it could reach this goal in a different way, or, oh, based off what they're doing, here's what I would change. And then ultimately, we just never really having the time to do that because it was just us. We were running the entire business, really focused on sales to keep the business going. And we didn't get to kind of put a pause and really think, okay, if we tweaked this, what would it look like? And so ultimately what that had led up to over the years is instead of tweaking and refining, we would just make a different thing, right? And it would be the next phase. It would be the next step. It would be a tweaked version under a new name, a new brand, whatever. And we were very intentional when we launched the incubator around 18 months ago that we wanted to be able to measure as much things as possible. And so we had a dedicated person on our team who is our program manager, who's incredible, who was very intentional about implementing surveys when it made sense and looking at the data, really paying attention to what type of people were coming into the program, how far they were going along in the program, who all was showing up and went. Like, we take attendance every single coaching call. We measure every single video training workbook that's done or that's complete or watched or not watched. We are looking at everything from critiques that people were booking and milestones calls, but also revenue that our clients were making. So we were having them submit, how much revenue did you make this month? What were your profits? And we were measuring that coupled with you know, if you have this much progress in the program, does it correlate to how much revenue that you're making or how many clients that you're working with? I mean, we did deep dives into this data. And in order for us to have a really good data set, we wanted to wait. Like, we needed a good collection of data to be able to see themes across the board. And so ultimately, it was probably earlier this year that our program manager came to us and was like, okay, I think I'm ready to have an advised, informed conversation about how we can make this program better.
Yeah, which is such an exciting point too. It's not about pivoting. It's not about reacting. It's about creating an environment where more people can be successful. And ultimately, that means we can help more people generate more revenue, more profit, so that they can sustain their business, so that they can improve their life and lifestyle. And if we can help more of them meet those needs, like, that's an incredible feeling. And so we've been reimagining what the incubator looks like and are excited to be talking today about what those tweaks and changes are, while also giving you the insight that this is all designed based on real data, real facts, real things that came in. We're not just like making hunches about what's going to improve the experience. We waited until we had so much information to inform these decisions, and we are super confident about how they are going to continue to improve results for our clients.
Well, one of my favorite things that we even did this when we first designed the incubator, and it's so funny to me how we're making it even better. And so when we first created the program, we have also been through many programs, online programs, courses, coaching programs, et cetera, throughout our own learning experience within running this business. We've offered a lot of different programs over the years, some really tiny, some really big, and some in between. And so we've kind of seen every single variety out there. And we know what works for us, but we also wanted to make sure we were creating something that worked effectively for other people. And one of the biggest lessons that we implemented, even in the first version of the incubator, was that we were not going to fluff the program just for the sake of fluffing it, to make it feel longer, to make it feel more valuable, to add more lessons and more workbooks and more trainings and more workshops, more, more, more. We were committed to not doing that, so that it was very clear on the time that you do have, that you can spend with us, it was going to be spent moving the needle the fastest or the most effective or the most foundationally, right? And so even when we came out with the first version of the curriculum, that was our headspace. And it was so interesting to see that with insights from our program manager, how much that was going to continue to get refined. And it was almost funny looking at our first version of curriculum and looking at what's coming out now of like, oh my gosh, like now I feel like even with being intentional about not adding fluff, that we had some fluff. And so like, let's refine it some more. Let's look at, okay, if this is how you learn, if this is what you want to take action on first, like how can we make that so abundantly clear and simple to comprehend? Not like it's simple to implement and you're going to see a quick win within hours, right? Or within days. Some of these things build upon each other, but we all wanted to remove as many obstacles, even if they were mental, that you had to jump through in order to see results.
Yeah. So before we jump into the curriculum itself, I want to talk about what is the goal with the actual course or group program rather, and who is this for? And so in terms of the primary objective, we want to help equip y'all with the ability to develop or redevelop and effectively sell a high touch signature service that's going to help you meet your personal revenue and time goals within 6 months. For most of our clients, that means actually selling to less people, making more revenue, and really having a focus on the behind the scenes systems that are going to allow you to continue to create a more efficient environment and reflect on how everything is put together, from the price to the exact contents of your service to how it's delivered and everything in between. And our clients are coming to us at this really pivotal point in their journey. They've typically been in business a while, but you know, for some people it could be they've done this for 6 months. Others have been in business for 3 to 5 years. And they've really gotten to the point where they are kind of stuck in this cycle where they run out of time and they get on the like edge of burnout and they're like, something's got to shift. And so they like go in the hole and change something behind the scenes. Sometimes we've seen people who just like get so focused on client delivery that they get into this motion where they are delivering for their clients and then they like stop selling. And so they like get in this lull and then they have this panic of like, oh, I need to add more leads. I need to like re-up and like start engaging with my network again and focus on sales. And then they change their focus and this business goes up and down and up and down. And they feel like they can never really catch their breath either from a revenue perspective or getting ahead.
Yeah, and then they're looking at like, there's no way for me to make more money if this is what it's taking me to just like maintain and stay consistent on what I currently need to be making. How could I even scale past this?
Right. And so our goal is to like jump in and help you assess exactly where you're at, what revenue goal makes sense with where you want to go, and then exactly what are the things that need to change and shift for you to hit that without adding a bunch of behind the scenes expenses. Like, we're not running ads. We're not doing this massive marketing campaign. We're not necessarily hiring immediately. Like, we are making really intentional shifts behind the scenes on how you're operating your business that have massive impacts in your mood, in your productivity, in your client capacity, in your revenue, and everything in between.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yep. A lot of our clients come to us thinking that they need to hire, that that is the lever that they need to pull. And they kind of come to us a little overwhelmed thinking, how are they even going to be able to sustain that and find the right person and be able to consistently afford that person and onboard them and train them fast enough so that the expense of hiring them can then be outweighed by the effort that they're bringing in where they can now bring on more clients. And that feels really overwhelming for a lot of people, mostly because it is overwhelming. That is a big, you know, puzzle piece to kind of figure out. But what's funny is that 9 times out of 10, if not every single time we've talked to someone who's come to us at this kind of loop and cycle and thinking, I need to hire in order to alleviate this stress, that's not actually the thing that we recommend them doing. And when they make some refinements and tweaks behind the scenes with their pricing, with their offer, with their selling, with the conversations that they're having with their clients, with their scope, with their capacity, with everything else that we help you refine, they end up making more money, like a shit ton more money, with the same or less clients than they did, like than they were working with before, with the same size team.
Yeah. And it's not to say that some of our clients don't get to the point where hiring is what makes sense, but that is a next level conversation. Right. This is a step one. You know, people coming in, they're making anywhere between $5,000 a month and $20,000 a month, and they're really focused on, how do I get to the point that I've like completely maxed out what I can do? And a lot of people hit a wall that's actually, in my opinion, significantly before they've tapped their own abilities, but it's an overwhelm that takes over.
It's because you're managing everything else too.
It's a time constraint that takes over and you need help kind of unraveling the things. And so as part of this program, it's really important to us that we want you to know and understand what levers can you pull and when. And so part of revisiting the curriculum wasn't that we wanted to massively change what we were delivering, but we were finding that clients were going back to some of the core pieces that we teach early on in the curriculum every 3 or so months, and sometimes more often than that. And so we wanted a quicker way for someone to just jump in and look at very specifically just this piece, just this one calculator, just this one calculation, so that they could know and understand that thing and not necessarily have to dive into a much larger training to find the answer.
Yeah. Well, and we took that advice that our program manager brought to us after a lot of research, and she watched a lot of training videos and read a lot of articles about curriculum efficiencies and effectiveness and really making it mindful for how people learn. And this is something we've been intentional about from the beginning of, based on your learning style, your attention style, your implementation style, how do things need to be structured in order for it to be effective for you? And I'm definitely not going to say that we've like perfected across the board for every single style. We are trying to get improvements for that. And so you'll find shorter videos that are a little bit more bite-sized that are direct into one point. And so if that's the point that you need to revisit or tackle first, you know exactly what video to go to, and you can digest that in less than a half an hour and then hopefully make some changes and implement that very same day. So theoretically, within an hour max, you could make a small pivot, refinement, or tweak on various aspects throughout the program and know that you're seeing traction really quickly.
Yeah. Because ultimately, we want our clients to be able to identify and gather data, things related to their time, their revenue, their profit, their capacity, all the components that go in to make this an effective sales process, you know, things related to their conversion stats and metrics. And often I think it's not necessarily that people don't know and understand that these things are possible, but they get overwhelmed with, okay, if I have all these moving parts and pieces, I'm just going to pick a price based on what my competitor is doing, or based on what I think my client might be able to afford, or what's going on in the economy, or whatever. And our approach to pricing specifically is so focused on what does it need to be in order for you to not only hit your goals, but to be mindful of the time and capacity that you actually have in your business, which is very different for every single one of our clients, very different depending on their type of delivery, if there are other people involved. And if you do have a small team, how do you include that as part of the calculation to understand what your capacity needs are? I think most people are basing capacity completely on a gut feeling of, I think I'm too busy, or I can't possibly take on one more thing. Not here's what a healthy measurement of capacity looks like and what I need to price in order to maintain something that's not going to burn you out.
Yep. Yep. So I want to walk you through the 5 really key outcomes and objectives that you're going to get when you walk through our revised incubator program. And this has been simplified and restructured in a way that's going to give you the results that you're telling us that you are after. And so I want to partner with you to make sure that the ultimate goals are reached. You're making more money, but you're doing it with ease. So you're doing it with less overwhelm. You're doing it with more grace and space within your day. You're doing it with more structure, and you're able to sustain the revenue that you know that you need in order to reach your goals and get some of your time back, or even increase your revenue while also getting some of your time back. We've seen both of those things happen. And depending on your goal, I'm really excited to help you get there. So let's walk through the first thing. So we have 5 objectives that we want to cover. So the first thing that you're going to be able to do right off the bat is we're going to teach you how to chase the breadcrumbs, right? I'm sure you all have heard me say that over and over and over again. And you're like, cool, cool, cool. But like, how do I do that? So we're going to walk you through exactly how to identify and gather that data that's related to your time, your revenue, and your profit. And we're going to teach you not only how to gather that data, but how to read it. Okay, if it says this, here's what that means. And if you change this, here's what that's going to change. And here's what you're going to need to do instead, and give you different scenarios where ultimately your business is kind of the choose your own adventure, right? But I want you to choose your own adventure based on facts that are actually going to help you reach your goal instead of just like pulling them out of the air and hoping that you get there.
Yeah. As you tweak, as you continue to refine, as you roll out potentially additional services, or what I would call like services that are adjacent to your service, where it, maybe it's the step before something a client needs in order to want to work with you on your signature service, or maybe it's the step after of like how you could have a continuation with them. We want you to be able to have the tools so that you can recognize how you're going to arrive at an income that's sustainable for you, what you need to price those various services at, and what your capacity needs to be at for you to not just maintain, but really be at a healthy, ethical point in your business. Because I know clients who have been like, well, I can handle blah, blah, blah. And I was like, can you handle that and like have any sort of lifestyle outside that? We want you to know and understand what it needs to be so it's at a healthy equilibrium. And we're equipping you with our proprietary business horoscope calculator that's going to allow you to calculate all these various things. And it is the thing that clients continue to come back to, continue to look at again as they make tweaks and changes. And it has been an incredibly powerful bit of our IP, because so many of our clients like know and understand that something needs to change, but they're having trouble articulating what that needs to be. And this removes the question marks for them. This gives them the clarity they've been seeking and allows them to make an informed decision.
When I'm telling you, if you consider yourself bad at math like me, or scared of the numbers like me, this is one of the things that can absolutely help shift your mindset about that and bring you into more of the empowered seat of what's actually happening in your business and what's going to change if you do this differently or if you price this way. And it's seriously like such a confidence booster once you go through that bit of the program.
And I will say, maybe for those of you that you're less intimidated by that, if you're like, I know I want to scale, like I know I eventually want a team or I want to turn this into a more agency model, this is going to equip you with the knowledge for how to make things sustainable from the beginning, because you have to have a solid foundation. I've seen people grow really fast and hire fast, and then I've watched a business that went to 20 employees and 18 months later, they have one. And I want you to be growing sustainably and ethically.
And slow and steady wins every race.
And so even if you're like, I got this. Okay, great. I got this. And let's do this in a way that you know you can maintain.
Yes. So then ultimately, once you collect the data and you are seeing your presentation of offers, you'll then be able to move into developing or refining your current offer and processes that are in alignment with those goals. Not only those goals, but with your client's needs. So like, here's their problem. Here's my solution. How can I create and refine my service, my offer in a way that's going to actually achieve that solution for them? But it's going to be done and delivered in a way that's absolutely in line with your capacity and your goals.
The funny thing that ends up happening here is this is just like a happy byproduct of this, but I see people making really smart shifts to their messaging and their sales process as part of this, because they get so much clearer on the result that they're bringing to their clients. And because they can better articulate it, they're able to promote what it is they're doing in a more clear and effective way, attract more of their ideal clients. And once they're in the sales pipeline, they have an incredibly clear roadmap that we've laid out for them of how to take someone through a sales process that is consistent so that you can get consistent results and you can measure what is and isn't working and really quickly identify where you might need to turn up the volume or where you might need to put the attention and focus. And it's been really interesting to watch something that for us feels very like base, like this is such an essential place to start. And yet, you know, maybe you're the kind of person that is, you're an incredible designer, but like writing isn't necessarily a strength of yours. This may give you the clarity for how to talk about things in emails and on your website and social that you've just previously felt less strong in. And Emily's always coming in with a messaging genius that I think is really going to allow you to continue to shine.
Mm-hmm. So then we move into what is Abby's zone of genius, but our favorite thing to ultimately talk about, which is more of that selling and effective selling sales process. So we really give you a peek behind the curtain about what works for us in the, you know, what is a connector? What is a discovery call? How do you structure a fantastic high converting discovery call? How do you move that person into a sales pitch? How do you present your offer? What are the different ways that we could do that based on the type of client that we're working with? And what's really cool about the incubator and the fact that it's a group program is some of you may be working with potential clients, with prospects and chatting with them that have lower budgets, but make their decisions a lot faster. Well, we would recommend a specific strategy for you and a way of tackling the reminders and the communications and the urgencies and how you can close that deal faster. Some of you are working with very, very, very high packages, huge businesses that need multiple levels of approvals to move forward to work with someone and hire someone like you. Well, we'll have a completely different structured strategy on how you can create urgency and talk to the right people and reach out and poke and help them move to the next step. It's not a one size fits all, say this, do this, and then everyone's going to get the same results. That's not how service-based businesses work. You guys are working with different clients, but what we're going to do is help you partner and how can you reframe that selling conversation to be most effective.
Well, and I think this is the part where we haven't necessarily talked about coaching yet, but this is the part where I am so in love with the fact that we get to work with our clients on such a regular basis. Because yes, we can have curriculum that is developed for people who have a wide variety of services, a wide variety of offers. And then you get to hop on a coaching call with us and we can talk about your very specific situation. I can't tell you how many times we've gone through and we've done almost like role play exercises where we're working through the exact situation, or we're spitting out, here's the exact email I would send back to them. Here's how I would exactly follow up, or here's what I would do next in this very specific scenario. And I can't tell you how many times it's allowed people to get unstuck, take action, and move forward in a really effective way. And clients see results quickly. Like we've seen people turn around and like they make one small tweak and they have 6 new clients in 30 days. And they're like, literally, how'd that happen? And it's like, because you listened and you took action on the things that we know and have so much data around that will move the needle. Because it'd be one thing if we just had our own agency that we've done our own services and we've seen our own results and we just regurgitated what's working for us. But I don't think that's fair because there's so many nuances to all these different industries. And so we've spent our entire careers studying, acknowledging, looking at different service providers and have had the ability to work with tens of thousands of small business owners. And there are similarities between a lot of them, but there are some like really unique differences that will change depending on your industry or what you're selling or how you're selling it. And we can show up in coaching and give you a very individualized suggestion. And sometimes we'll put a caveat like in the room, okay, this applies to all of you, or this applies to this person, and this person, but everyone else just close your ears. And it's because we get to know you, we get to know your business, we get to know your problems and your own hangups from either a mindset perspective or like just issues that come up in your industry.
Yep. you're going to get lots of touch points throughout the program to be able to get customized, tailored feedback. We're talking one-on-one pre-recorded critiques. We're talking a milestone call when you graduate. And we're talking about that coaching where you're coming to hang out and really nail down and ask specifically, okay, I read or listened or watched or implemented this thing, but how can I make it work for this specific instance? And I think that those times are really incredible to have, because ultimately what we're wanting you to be able to walk away with is not only consistent or more, whatever that number means for you, revenue in order to reach your own financial goals, that's being able to be consistently brought in into your business in a way that feels sustainable, a way that feels ethical, a way that feels doable, even in signs where you might have extra things going on in your life. That's the key differentiator for what we teach. It's all from a standpoint of life happens, and we don't know if, you know, once you enroll or once you implement and once you take these things, what if you expand your family? What if you want to take a vacation? What if you have a honeymoon coming up? What if you're going to care for someone within your household, in your family? What if something happens, good or bad or indifferent, right? Things just happen in our lives. And ever since we had to make drastic life first decisions back in 2016, 2017 in our own business in order to make sure it not only stayed afloat, but paid two people a very healthy salary, we needed to figure out how to restructure our own business in order to maintain that. And so we're taking lessons from that so that you can build a business that's there no matter what you have going on in your life, no matter what season you're in, no matter what's going on in the market, in the world, in the climate, within your industry, that you're going to be able to have the knowledge on how to continue to evaluate your offer, your pricing, and your processes to adjust what it is that you're doing in order to reach the goals that you have.
Yeah, because ultimately we want you to have a business that's going to stand the test of time. One that's going to weather your storms with you, because we've seen those very life-focused things happen every week in our coaching program. Like something is always going on for someone, and you having the tools, support, and community of people that are also running their business in a similar life first way that are setting up the foundation so that when stuff does happen in the future, you know, maybe in this very first season, in the first couple of months, you wouldn't be able to completely step away. But over time, you can have the ability to get to the point where if you needed to go for a month or 6 weeks or even longer, that your business is not only going to still be running when you come back to it, but it could potentially still be growing and prospering without you being fully present all the time. Our goal is not to remove you as the business owner. Our goal is to give you the tools to create something that's more sustainable, that's more ethical, that is respectful of the fact that you're a human with needs, both from mental, emotional, physical, all of those things. We are very focused on the business side, but it's not to say we're not going to talk in a coaching program about how you need to bring something up with your spouse or how you need to have a conversation to get more support in another area. We are going to be there for you, the whole you, and acknowledge that you're a person who needs support in lots of different ways. And so I am so freaking excited about this new and improved and revised version of the incubator that is coming so very soon. And we will be able to support you in this new season. And so you can go right now to bossproject.com/incubator, join the waitlist, book a call with me, and we can chat about what this would look like to be a part of this new cohort that's starting very soon. I'd love for you to be a part of this new approach. If you've ever considered the incubator in the past, definitely time to re-engage. I would love to see familiar faces back on that list, and I can't wait to chat with you more soon. Again, you want to go to bossproject.com/incubator, scroll to the bottom, hit book a consult, and you can fill out a short form to get me some information, grab a time with me, and we will chat very soon.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the co-op, our Creative Template Shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.